from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Back to more of the Morning Shift
with Tiffany, Mike, and Bo on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This hour brought to you by Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. Welcome back to the Morning Shift. Triple in for Tiffany. She's back on Monday, correct, gentlemen?
Tuesday.
All right.
Yeah, Tuesday.
Oh, that's right. I'm in on Monday.
Yeah, I was going to say. And check your schedules.
Nikki Noto,
that's right. I'll be out on Monday.
All right.
I'll be here. I'm glad everybody else is off. I'll be here.
All right. 1942, Frank Sinkwich wins a Heisman. 1982, Herschel Walker wins a Heisman. In 2024, can it be Carson Beck, gentlemen? Sure. There you go.
I mean, right now his odds are just as good as anybody, and I'll kind of go through them. I know that Gabriel from Oregon is going to be the leader in the clubhouse in terms of that, man, but there's a lot of other guys out there probably worth sprinkling money on. And you guys might be like me where it's almost never, in my opinion, worth sprinkling the favorite at this point. Like if you're going to throw $20 or $100 on something, the favorite at this point is almost a shoe-in not to. So you got Gabriel out of Oregon, that's +700. Carson Beck, +750. Quinn Ewers, 1,000. I actually like that one. I think he's going to put up good numbers. Jalen Milroe, +1,000 as well. Jackson Dart, 1,200. That one's actually pretty spicy as well. Will Howard from Ohio State, +1,400. And then you go all the way back position player-wise, you can get to Travis Hunter, the first position player, +5,000 to win the Heisman Trophy. So what did I give you? 6 quarterbacks. I think I would be willing to look at Ewers at +1,000 and Jackson Dart at +1,200 if I'm really throwing it out there. I mean, otherwise, when you get down to Gabriel, and Carson Beck definitely is worth looking at +750, but I don't know. I'm looking for a little bit longer odds if I'm going to throw it out there. Jackson Dart at +1,200 and a Lane Kiffin system with a not gauntlet of a schedule. It's not terrible at Ole Miss. You could see them winning double digits. Getting into the playoffs, Jackson Dart would be squarely in that conversation at that point, right? So,
oh, and by the way, when is Georgia Tech taking off for Dublin? Are they leaving today, I think?
Well, they need to if they're going to play Saturday.
Delaware State, they're supposed to go to Hawaii. That's a 10.5-hour flight. They missed their flight. There was some issue with a bus or something, so they're going to have to scramble to try to get out to Hawaii.
What do you mean missed their flight?
They missed their flight. It wasn't a charter.
What?
Yeah. Well, how are they not on it? Well, I guess because
they
Delaware
don't have the loot. They don't have the loot for it.
Yeah,
charter.
But still,
they're flying commercial.
Are they the Blue Hens?
Hold on a second. That's still, you still gotta have some kind of flight to get your equipment because you're not loading it up on a regular Delta flight
they're gonna FedEx it, I guess.
Unless you filled that Delta flight up,
and that FedEx plane is gonna crash.
Why wouldn't they just charter it at that point?
Why would you? I gotta be honest with you. why would you, as Delaware State, have signed up for a game in Hawaii?
They're going to pay you, I guess, $1 million or $2 million?
No, they're not. Dude, Hawaii doesn't pay people to come to Hawaii. You know what Hawaii was? When Bama had a bowl ban in like 2004, they were like, hey, recruits, we're going to go to Hawaii instead. We know we're not going to a bowl for a couple of years, but guess what? We're going to play in a couple of away games out in Hawaii for
I don't see how that could benefit Delaware State.
Yeah, it doesn't
any
seem,
way, shape, or form. Or just
smart,
the fact those players say, well, I've been to Hawaii. Yeah. You know, that's about it.
Doesn't seem smart.
Yeah, there's got to be some – somebody's got to pay for that trip because that's an expensive trip. It's an expensive flight. It's especially for just the bot. Just think about the bodies alone. That's
well, a lot of teams
flight.
Lose money for bowl trips, especially if you try to fly the band out there.
Yeah, and you're taking weight rooms and stuff because you're out there a couple weeks. But I'm just talking about traveling a football team, non-charter. Mike, you know this with the trucks we have to take. You know
I'm trying to think.
You're having to take a whole plane just of equipment.
Dude, I wish I could. I could do a whole segment on air travel for football teams. I mean, when we played at Georgia, when we played in Athens, flew into Atlanta, stayed in Duluth. I want to say, right? Yeah, I mean, we stayed not even close to Athens. I think we stayed up off 85 somewhere near Duluth or
what,
something.
What just
like
wanted
that.
You out of the city?
Yeah, I mean that's how it always was. 20 minutes or so away. Right. You need a 20-minute ride in. Same way when you go to Baton Rouge, wherever. But it's so funny because you bust down to Athens, you play the game, and what they did after the game, this is back in 2008, what they did after the game is that the airport in Athens is small. It's the same way in Tuscaloosa. The airport in Athens is small, and you can't take the same plane back that you took into Atlanta, right? So what they did is they split the entire team up into like four smaller planes.
Oh, you need lesser plane for lesser runway.
Right. And so, you know, it was all about, hey, man, what plane are you on? I'm on plane three. You know, like everybody's trying to get back quick. I'll never forget that.
What was it, a prop dust?
Yeah, I mean, it felt like it. You know, you probably had, I don't know, I would say somewhere between 30 and 40 on each plane. And it was crazy. You know
or
what was crazy?
130, just
I distinctly
on the
metal benches. Remember, this is, I know we're way off of it. I distinctly remember looking at a couple of tall buildings when I was landing, and I was looking at the guys around me. I was going, dude, we're not in Tuscaloosa. Where are we at? The pilot, we land, and the pilot comes on and goes, we had to stop in Birmingham and refuel. I was like, dude, there's no way that we didn't have enough fuel to get from Athens to freaking Tuscaloosa. And Birmingham is like 30 minutes northeast of there. Like, what are we doing? And sure enough, we sat on the tarmac for probably an hour and a half in Birmingham before we flew all the way back to Tuscaloosa. And all of our friends that were on the other three flights were in Tuscaloosa.
What is Tuscaloosa, 2 hours from Birmingham?
No, not even remotely close. Like, probably from downtown to downtown, maybe an hour. Maybe.
Yeah. That's what I thought.
Yeah, I think it's really close.
2 to 2.5 hours to Birmingham. It's like 3.5 to Tuscaloosa. Was that the 08 game?
Yeah.
That was the black jerseys?
Yeah, that was the black jersey.
Where Georgia dressed for their funeral?
And I would love to hear from like Georgia the year before plays us, and in game days in, they went in overtime. I would love to hear what their flying out like was from Tuscaloosa, because they obviously had to fly back as well, and it's a smaller airport.
That's
so.
The Britney Spears game.
Yeah,
Mike played in the Britney Spears game.
Yeah, that was
What's the Britney Spears game?
Where Mike Patrick's doing a game with Todd Blackledge, and they go into overtime, and Mike Patrick goes around me, and I got a question for you, Todd. He's like, okay. What is up with Britney?
Was that when she shaved her head?
And Todd Blackledge goes, what?
Who?
He goes, Britney. Britney
Spears.
Who? Britney Spears. Why do we care at this point? It's amazing.
Okay. All right. I kind of got in a wormhole yesterday. This is probably going to bleed into the top of the hour if we get the A.J. Terrell.
That's the notion
of quarterback accuracy. Can a quarterback be taught and coached accuracy? And I read a big thing from Steve Smith, of course, a longtime NFL receiver, and a lot of other people kind of agree.
He's the smartest guy in the room.
Well, you just don't like it because he said you asked him a stupid question, which wasn't a dumb question, by the
thank
way.
Thank you.
He didn't like your face through the telephone. But
is there anything I can do about that?
I mean, yeah, I don't know what. Maybe it was my voice he didn't like.
That's
I don't
a horrible
know.
Question, to be honest.
Yeah, you know, take a hike. Once you bend your bill, punk.
That might be one of the last dudes I want to mess with, though. He's kind of feisty.
Well, I just ignore him in person. We did it secondary. Anyway, Steve Smith wrote an article.
No, we didn't write one. We'll talk about the top of the hour. Can a quarterback actually, I think about Joe Milton and guys like that. Now you kind of are what you are. That's coming up top of the hour. Morning Shift. Sports Radio, 1990 The Game.
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.